I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Ella Corbin and Anna Vanderwall, two of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team. And ladies, the season is just about to get underway. Anna, I'll start with you. You're a multiple-year starter in this program. You've been with this group of girls now for a couple of years. What does it mean to be at the cusp of this season that you've been building toward for so long?
I think it's just super exciting that it's our senior year, and obviously we want huge successes this year. And I think we've put in a lot of work over all the years, and especially this summer, and I think we're just all excited for that first game and keep going.
Well, and Ella, obviously this team last year had a lot of success. You had a winning record. You were able to win the conference tournament. But there were a lot of peaks and valleys and a lot of inconsistency. What are the things you guys have been working on in the offseason to maybe make yourself better and take that next step to where you don't have so many peaks and valleys and you're competitive every single night?
Right. So, as you said, we had a winning record last year. We have a pretty solid team. So we've been working on those little spots where we need help, like mostly serve receive and things like that. And I feel like once we get those down, we'll just keep pushing ahead and do even better this year.
Well, and Anna, that's been a big part. Most of you are back. Most of you played the entire season last year. Many of you played as sophomores and even as freshmen. What are the things now at this level you're able to learn with all the off-season work that these girls do? And what kind of advanced things are you able to do now that you weren't 2 or 3 years ago that you're really trying to put on the court?
It's just really nice to have a lot of experience on the court, as you mentioned. So I think we're all more used to playing next to each other. You kind of know the person next to you, what passes they'll take, what passes you'll take. I think we can be a little bit more aggressive with our shots. We're more advanced with our shots, our free ball plays, and just passing in general is just better.
Well, and Ella, with this kind of experience comes expectations. How have you as leaders tried to manage that, knowing that last year you had a very good team, obviously an early postseason exit against the number one team in the state? Knowing those expectations are high, how do you balance that? Wanting to have that excitement of, hey, we want to get to state, but at the same time, knowing that you have to focus on what's in front of you.
Yeah, I think it's really important to just take everything one step at a time. You know, every practice really counts, especially since it's our senior year. We want to make every single practice count since there's not many left. And so, yeah, just pushing ourselves each practice to get better and do the little things.
Well, and Anna, you have a new weapon offensively that came across town that you weren't maybe expecting or maybe thought about a year ago, and that's Avi Amos, and she's another All-State compliment to Bailey, who you've been setting for several years. How does she bolster this team overall, and what has she meant to join your senior class this way, not only with her obvious talent, but her experience and all the things that she's been through with you girls in other settings?
Yeah, it's really nice to have another outlet option on the outside. Obviously, Avi's a solid hitter, and it's also nice to have her in the back row as well, another option for passing and a back row attack. And she just has a lot of experience all the way around, so she just adds to the team as a whole. So, it's awesome.
Well, and Ella, how does Avi fit into the mix of what you guys have already had a lot of success on offense, knowing that you and Meredith and Bailey and Jasmine and this whole group have had a lot of time together? How do you welcome her into that rotation, and how has she made you guys better?
It's been fairly easy to keep the team chemistry up as she's like joined our team, because we've known her for so long. We've all been really good friends with her, so it was really easy to invite her into the team. And it just makes everything so much better because she has such a powerful swing. And it just makes me really confident with the outsides that we have this year.
Well, and Anna, when you think about the expectations for this team, we've already talked about it a little bit. You guys were on the cusp of a conference regular season championship, had some tough losses that ended that run, won the tournament. From a conference standpoint, what are the things you think you need to do to be at the top at the end of the season, knowing there's great teams like Oskaloosa and DCG in the mix again?
For sure. I think most teams in our conference are very solid. So I think every conference game we're going to have to take one step at a time and not underestimate anybody. But like you said, I think some big games for us will be against Oski or DCG, Indianola, Norwalk, games like that.
Well, and Ella, beyond a conference championship, which would set you up nicely, I know this team wants to bring the program back to Cedar Rapids and to be one of those Final Eight playing in November. What do you think it's going to take to get there, and what are the little things that this group needs to do to be one of those Final Eight teams and to compete for a state championship?
Yeah, we would love to make it to state again this year, and that is one of our goals. And I think part of that is just focusing on the flow of the game. You know, we have a lot of parts that are really good, and we just need to put them all together and create this team chemistry that will work out and hopefully push us to state.
Anna Vanderwall and, of course, Ella Corbin, thank you for joining us here on our program. Appreciate your time and look forward to calling your games on the video stream this year. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.